on the text line here. When Davo comes on today, please thank him for another winner yesterday at Good Odds. Race 3, number 2, always on show. The man is on fire. I just need discipline to stick to his tips, says Hatchie from the Heights. Morning, Davo.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I wish they all won like yesterday's one. Gee whiz, they travelled sweetly into the turn and won by about 6 on the bit. So they don't always win like that, sadly. But, yeah, nice to get the one home yesterday, and thanks to that listener for the kind words.
Oh, it's always beautiful, those sort of watches, isn't it? But not a great watch is this Sydney weather at the moment, Davo, and I've seen the track conditions come through via Brett Devine at the ATC, and it's as heavy as you'd expect.
Yeah, frustrating news to wake up to this morning. We know we got a fair bit of rain yesterday, but obviously that's continued overnight, guys. So more than 30 mil of rain in the last 24 hours at Randwick has put that track down to a heavy 10. So, yeah, and look, not ideal. We'd, I think it doesn't look too bad this afternoon. It seems to be, having a look at the, it's hard to actually get the radar up on the websites at the moment, they seem to be down. But having a look at what they're expecting this afternoon, it doesn't look too bad. But 5 to 10 mil predicted tomorrow. But Saturday's the big query. 30 to 40 mil predicted on Saturday. So, you know, rain on race day is always a major concern. But when you're already starting on a heavy 10, that's a worry. So I'm not sure whether there are any contingency plans there. I'm not sure how they'll play the weekend, but yeah, look, fingers crossed that forecast is incorrect, but I think we're going to be on a very wet track there on the weekend at Randwick.
Yeah, it'd be nice for the forecasters to get it wrong, Davo, because as you mentioned, a heavy 10 at the moment and just some heavy showers predicted, so fingers crossed that doesn't happen. What about down in Melbourne at Caulfield? Caulfield on the weekend, Might and Power Stakes Day.
Yeah, well, as we seem to get all this weather, they seem to miss most of it. Down there in Melbourne has been the theme this year, and look, it's shaping up to be a cracking day there. Of course, the Might and Power Stakes and the Caulfield Guineas headlining what's going to be a big day at Caulfield. The Caulfield Stakes shaping up to be a cracker, obviously renamed the Might and Power Stakes, and Animo there, the short price favourite around the $2.40 mark, but he's got some opposition, doesn't he? Darky on Thunderstruck. And a host of other runners there. We get to see Benno, of course, Mr. the Metrop there. Yeah, we get to see Alligator Blood again in that race. And, you know, everyone's been talking about this clash between Animo and Zaki, and we get to see that for the first time this spring. Obviously, Zaki was a bit disappointing last time out, I think it's fair to say, but Animo, he's lost no admirers, has he, in his form so far this preparation. So, look, he'll start a short price favourite there on the weekend, and in the Caulfield Guineas, they're really keen to get into and back Golden Mile. He's been heavily supported into around that $2.60 mark, of course, after running fourth in the Golden Rose. So, as is often the case, the punter's really circling around that Sydney form heading towards Melbourne. We see it stand up time and time again. Not you know, you've still got to find the right form lines from Sydney, because the Melbourne horses are still very strong, and often they'll win down there as well. But, yeah, punters feel that's the best form line, and thinking that he'll run out a strong 1600, I suppose that's the only little query around him. He's got to run out that trip. He probably had enough at the end of 7 furlongs the other day, so he just needs to see out the 1600 metres. But if he does, he does look the horse to beat for sure off that Sydney form at the moment.
Oh, cracking race, that Might and Power, isn't it? Today, Gosford's off. No shock there.
Well, yeah, local track, unfortunately. Yeah, they cop 25 mil the last 24 hours and had surface water around the winning post there. So that's a shame, because we would have got some, hopefully, a break in the weather this afternoon, but just too much rain there overnight for Gosford, and wasn't able to recuperate in time, which was looking like a decent meeting as well. Some nice horses resuming and whatnot. So we'll have to wait for another day there. But yeah, look, fingers crossed, guys, that forecast is incorrect for Saturday, and look, we get a bit of a break in the weather this afternoon, hopefully some drying conditions, hopefully that wind stays around and just dry that track a little bit, then we just got to hope that, you know, that rain forecast on Saturday, and maybe come Saturday night. But as I say, Sydney weather lotto, you don't know what you're going to get, and one place can get 20 mil and 5 kilometres down the road can get zero, so we just got to hope it's all on our side for Saturday.
We will get your mail for Saturday tomorrow. Thanks so much, Davo.
Cheers, guys. Talk then.